to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Wednesday, the 27th of June, 2007, from the studios Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock. Well, we're almost in downtown Round Rock, and it's almost beautiful. But we will be moving here, and I want to give folks the new address for the network. We're still going to be in Round Rock. That does not change. It's RBN 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and actually 301 also. But for mailing purposes, just mark down 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we will be, the network will be down, let me get this straight here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be running reruns on those 3 days while we move equipment and furniture and everything else. So we will be back up Monday, smiley faces all of us, in the new location, so just stay tuned. Coming up today on the program, I have Brad Ward on, and we're going to talk about the immigration and the showdown in San Antonio. This is a protest against Johnny Sutton. And we got a lot of people in prison, folks. A lot of people in prison. Why? Because they're trying to do their job. I've been watching the Senate very closely on C-SPAN for the last couple of days, and I could not believe what I saw today. Harry Reid, he is the House Majority Leader in the Senate, and they're expected to debate and vote on provisions, amendments that are made, but nobody even has copies of them. And what I saw Dianne Feinstein do, there was a call to quorum. That means you call all the senators out of their little cubbyholes and get them on the floor. Dianne Feinstein kept objecting to that. And they wanted a quorum call so everybody could hear what was going on. About these people, the amendments are flying fast and furious, and many of them are numbering 373 pages or more. But, of course, Harry Reid calmed the Republicans down by saying that, don't worry, it's just a little word change here or a sentence there. Well, it's not going to affect the bill that much. And you've already read the bill. Well, no, because there were mistakes that were made, and that was pointed out. And he kept calling for a quorum call, and he kept being actually heckled and by Dianne Feinstein, which is no great surprise. The country's upset. They're starting to admit that, at least on the Senate floor, that 80% of the people are against this amnesty deal. And here's the bottom line. Harry Reid keeps saying, well, we've got to do this. It's what the American people want. No, you're trying to pass amnesty. That's not what we want. You already have laws in the books. Enforce the laws in the books, and let's get on with it. The illegal immigration problem would start being solved in this country. We'll take the break right here. We'll be right back with Brad Ward right after this.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force.
Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
There's going to be a deal down in San Antonio this Saturday, June 30th. And I have with me this afternoon Brad Ward. Good afternoon, Brad.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stadtmiller.
I appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, that is not a problem. I'm in support of those that are trying to go after the bad guys here, and apparently we've got one Johnny Sutton that is exactly that. I'd put him in a bad boy category. And what this is surrounding is the protests of the prosecutions of Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos, Jose Campion, Gary Brugman, Noe Allerman, and Deputy Gilmore Hernandez. Now, what is the situation here? One of them just gave himself up the other day, Noe Allerman. What is he in jail for?
I'm afraid I don't know all of the details on that particular case. That is the most recent one, and I don't know any of the background on that one. I apologize for that.
No, that's fine. I didn't even know who this guy was. I read this yesterday, and I went, who was Noe Allerman? Now, the other two, Ramos and Campion, I've heard of. Brugman, I did not. Or Hernandez, I did not. But this Johnny Sutton, U.S., how should we put this? He is working for the government to go after bad guys, only he seems to be doing this on the wrong side of the border. Now, This thing going on in San Antonio, what's the game plan here, and what are you guys going to be doing?
This event is called the Showdown in San Antonio, and it's basically American Patriots versus Johnny Sutton and the Alberto Gonzalez gang, because Gonzalez and the Bush administration are behind Johnny Sutton. Johnny Sutton is just a no-name prosecutor that's bucking for a position on the high court, and he's using persecution of these law enforcement officers as the means to that end. What we're doing is we're going after them. We're going to confront them, and we're going to demand that Johnny Sutton be terminated or that he resign on his own. The event is going to be this Saturday, June the 30th, from noon to 2 p.m. It's going to be at the building where Johnny Sutton has his office in San Antonio. And the address for the building is 601 Northwest Loop 410, San Antonio, Texas. And like I said, it's just going to be a group of patriots. We have several different groups that are represented. This rally was initially started by the American Freedom Riders, and then U.S. Border Watch came on board, and then the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps and the Texas Minutemen, which I'm a member of, and we also have some fine law enforcement motorcycle clubs, the Iron Pigs, and another group called Los Carnales that are going to be there.
The Pigs motorcycle, these are actually cops?
Yes, sir, they are.
I'll be doggone.
They are cops that enjoy riding when they're off duty.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind taking a ride down there if we weren't right in the middle of a network move out here. Now, I understand that there's going to be a lot more law enforcement down there. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We've been working on drumming up support from the families of law enforcement, and I think that now they are to the point where they're so fed up with this whole situation that they're actually going to come out for this one.
Well, I'm glad, Brad, I'm glad that they are, because as I started to say here, I've been watching our Senate critters in Washington, D.C., play badminton here with the immigration reform bill, and it's absolutely, if it weren't so tragic, it would actually be hilarious. There's so many amendments to this. We have all the laws on the books that we need to take care of the illegals in this country, and they're up there playing politics, and all this really is, it's just an amnesty.
For all these
illegals are in this country right now, and they've gone the length and the breadth here of trying to minimize this and put new language spin on it, like the immigrants. No, they're aliens. An immigrant is a person that comes into this country through the normal channels, gets screened, you know, has to take the test, whatever else. And then they're granted citizenship. What we have is underreported numbers, and I know this has got to drive you guys crazy. The underreported 12 million illegals in this country. Now that's almost a joke, because at the very minimum, there's three times that amount in this country right now.
Oh yes, sir, easily. Some figures put the actual number at more than 42 million.
And we're all watching this, and I am amazed. I mean, I'm sitting here yesterday, and I'm watching C-SPAN, and I'm literally slack-jawed watching what they're doing up there. Today on the Senate floor, I don't know if you're aware of this, Brad, but on the Senate floor today, they were trying to call a quorum to get everybody on the floor because they wanted to discuss the issue of not being able to read the amendments. They had no amendments to read, and they're supposed to debate this and then vote on this out of the Senate. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this, and I'm watching United States senators walking around doing the no-necker with their palms up going, what in the heck is going on here? This is not even a fast track. This isn't even like they did with the Patriot Act, because at least they had the bill that it was 600 pages or more long that they didn't read. They just took the synopsis of the bills and read those and turned around and voted on it. This is fast tracking on steroids, which is even doing away with the Senate rules. And I'm watching this, and a lot of people, George Bush is working very close with Harry Reid on this deal, the Democrat leader in the Senate. The majority of the Senate now is Democratic. And I'm watching this, and he had admitted on the floor that he was working closely with the president because the president himself is an advocate of this. Now, we've got a problem here, because these guys that are sitting in jail right now, that Johnny Sutton prosecuted and put in jail, these people were down on the border trying to do their job. And nobody on this green little planet here can tell me that the Bush administration or Homeland Security or ICE or anybody else is serious about stopping this flow of illegals across this border when they're prosecuting the very people that are down there to do that job.
Oh, no, they definitely aren't serious about enforcing the law. No, that is for sure. The whole intent of this persecution of these fine law enforcement officers is to put a chilling effect on enforcing the laws. So that's where they're coming from on that. And I was listening to the RBN network this morning on my way into work, and it was revealed that there was a provision, one of the amendments that you were talking about, that relates to the Real ID Act. But I can't remember exactly what they were saying that pertained to.
Well,
there are all kinds of things hidden within this immigration bill, and that's why Bush is, you know, leaning on the senators so hard to pass it.
Well, what
I'm sure try the same strong arm tactics on the House as well.
Well, what I find fascinating about this Real ID Act, it is in the body of this immigration reform bill, but what I find fascinating about this is all the states that are coming forward right now against the Real ID. And we know what this is about, and we stated this right at the outset of this, that how, if you've got, and let's just use their numbers for the sake of argument, 12 million illegals in this country, well, then how are you going to know who's in this country, who they are, whatever else? Oh, that's right. We've got to give everybody an ID card. So the rest of the population that is legal, that's in this country, there's the same old thing that's being crammed down our throats again. We're all guilty of something until we prove ourselves innocent or we get the proper documentation. Brad, my documentation is my birth certificate. It's registered with the hospital in the county I was born in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, in 1953 on June 29th. By the way, I don't call them birthdays anymore. I should call them remembrance days, because when you get past 50, you're only birthed once, and everything else is just remembered every year. But we already have this. We have the laws on the books. And it was stated on the Senate floor today that, look, these laws have been on the books for all of these years. The Congress knew it. The Senate knew it. They are not being enforced. So they're trying to make us believe with this Senate bill, and they're going to pass this, or they're going to try, we are to believe that somehow that the immigration problem in this country is going to be stopped by a brand new immigration bill, and that's a lot of hooey. This is the balkanization process of America, and Brad, everybody knows it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that people are aware of it and can see what's happening. This is every bit as ludicrous as all of these gun control laws, you know, as a solution to crime with firearms. You know, it's just smoke and mirrors, just more of the same.
Now, you're expecting, we're coming up on a break here in about a minute. Now, you're expecting over 1,000 people down there, correct?
Yes, sir, we are. One of the law enforcement motorcycle groups has like 500 members.
Oh, really?
So it should be a big rally.
Well, that ought to make Johnny Sutton a little bit nervous, I'd say. 500 cops sitting out in front of his office. Hey, hang on a second, Brad. We got to take this break. We'll be right back. with Brad Ward. We'll put out the contact numbers and information, folks. If you're even close to San Antonio, you may want to take advantage of this on Saturday. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5099. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I have with me this afternoon Brad Ward, and there is a showdown in San Antonio, folks. I consider that to be apropos because that's where the Alamo is at. They're making a stand down there against Johnny Sutton, and this is going to be Saturday, June 30th, this Saturday, from 12 until 2 p.m., and the American Freedom Riders and U.S. Border Watch are going to be there. The Pigs Motorcycle Group, and that's 500 cops that like to ride motorcycles. They're going to be there. American Freedom Riders, Brad, who are those folks?
That is another group of motorcycle riders that are active on the immigration issue. But let me back up just a minute. The name of that motorcycle group that will be in attendance is the Iron Pigs.
I'm sorry, the Iron Pigs. Okay.
Yes, sir. I just want to make sure in case, you know, somebody wants to Google that organization and find out more about them.
Okay, real good. Now, is there a website that people can go for more information on this?
Yes, sir. There are actually two websites, and I have two points of contact associated with those websites.
Okay, real good.
The first one is www.AmericanFreedomRiders, all one word, all lowercase, .com. And the point of contact for American Freedom Riders is info@AmericanFreedomRiders.com, all lowercase. And the second website is the U.S. Border Watch website at www.usborderwatch.com, all lowercase, all one word. And the point of contact for U.S. Border Watch is Curtis@usborderwatch.com.
At usborderwatch.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put links to this on the homepage for the network, and we'll make sure that everybody knows about this. And I'm glad that you guys are doing this, and I'm glad because I was thinking about this during break. The cops out there, they've got their hands tied. They have had directives that, and they've been told over the years, well, unless you have 25 or more illegals all rounded up, that ICE is not going to show up. They are stifled and stymied at any given turn. And I've argued this, Brad, that, you know, it took us 20 years to get in the position we're in right now. And we're not going to flip a light switch and have these illegals in this country just disappear. And go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought there.
No, that's fine.
You're absolutely right about that. It's taken us this long to get where we are, and it is going to take a huge amount of effort to reverse this, but it has to start somewhere. No, it actually, I think, started with the Minuteman movement, and, you know, other groups have come on board with this, which is kind of like the natural, I guess, evolution. As soon as the truth comes out about this issue, you know, more organizations start getting on board to oppose it. And it's just going to take a huge amount of effort, and we're going to have to end some political careers with our votes, you know, to get our point across in a language that the politicians are capable of understanding. And, you know, we're going to have to write letters and, you know, make nasty calls to the politicians and, you know, just whatever it takes. We've got to get these guys out of prison. And the main thing we have to do is pray for them. We have to get our Lord to facilitate their full pardon and release. And that's basically what it's going to take in my mind. You know, I certainly don't advocate violence or anything like that, but I do advocate civil disobedience and activism.
Well, and, you know, speaking of violence, the facts came out on the Senate floor today that one out of four people that are in state and federal prisons right now are, in fact, illegal aliens. So, obviously, they have been violent. They've been ne'er-do-wells. They've been bad guys. And the cops out there have been frustrated because during routine traffic stops, during domestic calls or disturbances calls or whatever the case may be, these guys know. And there have been city sanctuaries that have been set up that it basically says to the cops, hands off of these illegals. Now, they know that there's a criminal standing there, albeit maybe he's a one-timer and this time he's in the country illegally and it's a misdemeanor. Maybe he's been booted out, it's come back in. I think that steps it up to a felony. But these cops have been frustrated. And now they're seeing their own wearing badges. They're seeing these guys thrown in prison for trying to do their jobs. And the insanity has to stop. And I think the law enforcement joining in on this deal, I was waiting for something good like this to happen. Well, evidently they have had enough, and I'm glad, very glad to see this.
I think you're absolutely right about that point, John. And it makes me wonder, you know, what murderer, what rapist they're releasing so that they can make room for these law enforcement agents in prison.
Hang on a second. We got to take a break here.
Okay.
Take a break for the network. We'll be back. Anybody that wants to call into the program today, that wants to chime in on this, or wants some more information from Brad, now is your time to do it, folks. People are standing up. Hey, we got cops now that are standing up. let's stand together. Let's get this Johnny Sutton out of the courthouse down there, and let's get on with this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Brad, I wonder if you can stand by here for a minute, because I want to read something that's very pertinent here. It's a piece by Andrew C. Wallace. Now, one might ask the question, who is Andrew C. Wallace? Well, he writes for News with Views, and he is a former Kentucky state trooper. He's a Korean War vet, commercial pilot. He's an undergraduate from University of Kentucky, 4 years graduate school in economics and marketing at University of Kentucky and University of Iowa, assistant professor, 30 years a director of marketing firm, and the list goes on in his bio, but here is the synopsis of this. He says, is there any one person who can answer these questions? Is there any way to force government to protect us from invaders and anarchy as guaranteed in the United States Constitution? Number two, is there any way to charge government officials with treason without going through the U.S. attorney? Now, keep in mind, this is an ex-cop. Anarchy by public official exists at all levels of government, leaving citizens with no recourse to government. Can citizens appeal directly to the U.S. Supreme Court for redress? Four, can we bring civil actions under RICO against local, state, and federal officials and those in business with whom they are colluding to deny us our rights under the Constitution and the laws of the United States? 5. Can we bring civil actions against sanctuary cities officials for refusing to obey and enforce federal laws using U.S. Code Title 42, Section 1983, and that is the civil action for deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution and laws, but denied by state and local officials, such as in sanctuary cities? 6. Can we charge any legislature with corruption who votes to support illegals, and we can prove they receive money from employers or illegals? 7. The so-called amnesty bill seeks to legalize unconstitutional actions and non-actions. Is the law then unconstitutional? 8. Is there any way to force government officials to obey the Constitution and laws of the United States? 9. Our Constitution is the basis for all governmental power. So do government officials who refuse to follow the Constitution have any legitimate power? Good question. 10. Can we challenge in court the vote of officials in Congress if we can prove they were on the take? 11. Do American citizens have any way to be compensated for thousands who were murdered, raped, robbed, and molested by illegal invaders supported and protected by business and government, contrary to our Constitution and laws? 12. Can we force federal government to withhold all federal funds in accordance with the law from sanctuary cities that refuse to obey and enforce federal laws for the benefit of local officials and criminal employers? 13. Sanctuary city officials are nullifying federal laws and the Constitution of the United States. Nullification by state and local officials was a primary cause for our bloody civil war. Can we assume that these greedy officials are trying to incite a civil war? 14. Is there no legal recourse for the millions of Americans who will lose their Social Security, their Medicare, veterans, and all other benefits because officials gave their benefits to illegal invaders to increase profits of criminal employers? 15. Is there no legal recourse for the millions of poor Americans who have lost their jobs to illegals who are encouraged to invade our country by criminal employers and protected by governmental officials? 16. Can government officials at all levels do whatever they please by ignoring the Constitution and laws of the United States? 17. Do we have any legal options against an agenda driven by driven media that reports propaganda and refuses to report the truth? Does the Constitution, 18, does the Constitution of the United States make any provision for the lawful removal of governmental officials who fail to obey the Constitution and laws of the United States other than appeal to these same traitors or waiting till the next election? He says, it is my sincere prayer that someone out there can answer one or more of these questions quickly in a way that will save this country. And he goes on to cite a few facts here. There is no such thing as any economic benefit from the illegal invaders that will cause abject poverty for Americans. Every illegal head of household costs taxpayers $19,588 a year over and above any taxes paid. Taxpayers' support of illegals is money that ends up in the pockets of criminal employers and governmental officials. Business and government officials want cheap labor and abject poverty for Americans. Using the Security and Prosperity Partnership for North America, the SPP, criminal elites in business and government are stealing our sovereignty so we can be slaves of business. Business must have open borders for cheap labor and control. That is why the government has refused to obey our Constitution and laws, even framing Border Patrol agents for doing their jobs. It is obvious from their actions that elites born into wealth hate America, and the corporations they control do not give a damn about this country. Corporations and government officials are sharing the blood money they get from hiring and protecting illegal invaders, which is looting the resources of our country. It is blood money because 25 Americans die every day on average at the hands of illegals. 29% of convicts in state and federal prisons are illegal invaders at a cost of us of $1.6 billion a year. They are only 4% of our population. 47% of cited stop drivers in California have no licenses, no insurance, and no registration. 92% of these people are illegals. 71% of all apprehended cars stolen in 2005 in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California, guess what? Were stolen by illegals. 95% of warrants for murders in Los Angeles are, you guessed it, for illegals. Without question, there is anarchy in California. Americans are leaving California in droves. Only a complete idiot would even visit such a lawless and dangerous place. And his final point here, he says, California is the most glaring example of the total and deliberate failure of all levels of government to obey the Constitution and the laws of the United States. He says, in closing, we must defeat this amnesty bill and every politician who supported it. They are guilty of treason. We must demand that government deport every last illegal on site and return this country from anarchy to constitutional government and the rule of law. Our Constitution guarantees us a hell of a lot more than we are getting. And again, that was Andrew C. Wallace, former Kentucky state trooper. I couldn't have said it any better. What do you think of that, Brad?
I think that raises some excellent points, but I would like to relay something that I myself have learned recently. I am a student of the Freedom School at Brave New Books on Monday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. And what I've learned from Mr. James Ebert, the instructor, is that in a lot of cases, judges are not properly sworn in. Judges are required to have what they call an oath and bond on file, you know, in the public record, which is a it's a promise to an oath to uphold the Constitution. And, you know, you've seen these tax cases where the judge will say that the Constitution can't be referenced in his courtroom. Well, do you ever wonder how they get away with doing that? They're not bound by the Constitution. They're not properly sworn to uphold the Constitution. So that alone would go a long way toward solving that problem. You know, the legislature, legislators, they can do whatever they want, but the court system is a check on them, you know? And if we have our officials and our judges bound to uphold the Constitution, that would go a long way toward solving the problem.
It certainly would. And I'll say, if I can possibly tear myself away from this move here, it takes me about an hour and a half to get to San Antonio. If I can carve out about 4 or 5 hours, I'm going to be certainly down there, especially riding up on a Harley with about 500 other cops that are on Harley Davidsons. It ought to be a gas. Brad,
yeah, I
thank you so much for coming on. And stick around here for a second while I repeat these contact points here. If you want to contact American Freedom Riders, they have a website, AmericanFreedomRiders.com. American Freedom Riders, just spell that whole thing out, .com. No hyphens, underscores, nothing else. And if you'd like to send them an email, it's info@AmericanFreedomRiders.com. And there's also Border Watch, www.usborderwatch.com. And you can email curtis@usborderwatch.com. Did I get that correct?
Yes, sir, you did.
All right.
May I say one more thing quickly here?
Yes.
As a Texas Minuteman, I've been in 8 different border watches in 3 different states. One of the states was California. I was in Campo across the border from Tecate, Mexico. Okay, over there in the Tecate area, they have a prison called the Alejandro Prison. And when an inmate is released from the Alejandro Prison, they go out an exit gate that faces north, and they are encouraged to go to the United States. That is Mexico's idea of rehabilitating criminals.
Huh.
I just wanted to get that in there.
Let me take a call here from Marianne in Arkansas. Marianne, you're on with Brad.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Stedmiller. God
Hi.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. You just brought up a point I want to make before I call for something else. You're talking about the oath. For those who are more learned than myself, they don't know what this oath is called. But in the, I don't know, Freemasonry or other groups, there are individuals who take an oath at the first of the year, which basically says any oath taken after that through the year is of no effect anyway. So there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, but I think if we can come down to the bottom line and find out who's taking an oath so that their oath doesn't matter. That might clear things up a little bit. But I do want to, I am praying for the police and the military. We've had factions, we've had people who've wanted to pit one group against another group, and we've had police bashing and patriot bashing and everybody else. But it is a spiritual warfare, you know that. And there's been a tremendous call for a national day of prayer and fasting. Bob Schultz, you know, from WeThePeopleFoundation.org, has called for a national day of fasting and prayer July the 1st. There's other groups that are fasting for the week. The other groups have been fasting for 40 days. But and there's one scripture from Jeremiah. If you will remain in the land, then I will build you up and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I relent concerning the disaster I have brought upon you. And, Mr. Stadmiller, I just want to say the enemy has brought much evil against us and intends more evil, but God is in control, and I do believe that we are at a crosshair of history, and I mean I'm on my face daily, nightly, before God in standing in the gap for this country, standing in the gap for you, standing in the gap for everybody fighting for the cause of freedom and liberty. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Marianne. I appreciate your call. All right, Brad, I appreciate you being on the program today. And as I said, I will link this to the RBN site, and we'll get some people down there. This is one of the few times that the citizenry and members of the police are joining in a common cause, and it affects all of us. So we need to show them support. We need to get this U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton out of San Antonio, Texas, and, well, maybe he can go out there along the highway and pick up litter or something, but he's no good to us for what he's been doing to these Border Patrol agents, throwing them in jail for trying to do their jobs on the border.
Well, I would dearly love to see Mr. Sutton in an orange jumpsuit picking up trash on the highway. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to get the word out on the rally.
All right. Well, Brad, we're in support of it, and I thank you for what you've been doing. You've been obviously doing it for quite some time, and you're one of those people out there that never quit. And God bless you and Godspeed.
God bless you too, John. Thank you.
Okay, Brad. All right, that was Brad Ward, folks. And again, if you're ready to write here, the AmericanFreedomWriters.com, and you can go to info@AmericanFreedomWriters.com, and everybody can ride together. Now, I know it's going to rain a little bit on Saturdays, the deluge. Folks, we've been under some very strange weather here in Texas. We've had something like a tropical depression stalled over Texas just yesterday and last night, actually, in Marble Falls, which is just to the west of us. They had 18 inches of rain in about 4 hours. And they've been calculating this. They've got this dam authority down here, and they've been calculating the amount of rain that has fallen in Texas, and just in Lake Travis alone, there's close to 4 trillion gallons of water. I said trillion gallons of water that went into Lake Travis, and they've had to open up all the floodgates. It almost spilled over the dam. And if you've ever seen the dam, Mansfield Dam down here, that's no small dam. And it was coming close to cresting the top of the dam. So we've had our weather problems down here, but we're going to have sporadic rain for the next couple of days. But so what? If you get a little wet on a ride, who cares? Also, www.usborderwatch.com, and you can contact Curtis at usborderwatch.com, send him an email, and they will have more information about this, and it's important. The board op here told me during a break that down in San Antonio, one of the U.S. Border Patrol agents was thrown in prison for 2 years. They knew he wasn't going to have a job when he got out. So he's now working at a Harley-Davidson shop down in San Antonio. Is what, a mechanic? In sales at a Harley dealer down in San Antonio, Texas. That's the thanks that you get from your United States government for trying to do the job that you're being paid to do and told that you have full authority to execute your duties in order to stop these illegals from coming across the border. So what does this guy get? He gets thrown in prison. You know, this is, You know, folks, being a talk show host, sometimes I'm just so overwhelmed, I can't even find the words. Witnessing what I am seeing going on in the U.S. Senate today, and it's going to go on tomorrow, with them bucking what 80% of the American people want in this country. They're even trying to tilt the polls here, but it's a strong 80% in this country that want this illegal alien thing done with. And I'm not talking about amnesty. I'm talking about the deportation. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It took us 20 years to get into this problem. 1986, they had an amnesty. Oh, there was only, what, a million people? Well, it turned out to be way more than that. And here we go again, only this time underreporting the numbers, as you just heard Brad, and Brad's been in contact with all of these Border Watch people and everything else. Chances are there's up to 42 million illegals in this country right now. And that's going to open up the floodgate. You know, we're talking anchor babies, we're talking other people coming across the borders here to join their family. I mean, literally, in the next decade, we could be looking at 80 million plus people from Mexico running around in this country. I'm sorry. It just ain't going to happen. Okay, we'll take the break. We'll come back on the other side. More news and information. Stay right there.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
By the way, I wanted to mention about the advertisers that's on this network. We appreciate their patronage, and we hope that you patronize the advertisers that you hear on this network. And one of the commercials that just ran was for ProtoGrow. And I'll tell you what, folks, I for some strange reason, I was attacked this year by what they call Dallas grass. It's not D-A-L-L-A-S. I think it's D-A-L-L-I-S, not A-S. But at any rate, this stuff, it just takes over a lawn, and you're supposed to get rid of this stuff in the spring. Well, down here in Texas, we really don't have springs. We have mild falls that go up until February and March, and then we have the start of summer. But at any rate, I was told, well, don't put any weed killers on that because it'll make huge bare spots in your lawn, and in your lawn, come summer, it's just going to dry up and blow away. Well, I went against that advice from the guy next door to me that has a beautiful little lawn, and I don't have the time, nor do I spend the money. I just, if I have enough time to whack the overgrown stuff, I'm lucky. But what I did use is Protogrow on the areas that I treated once that stuff took effect, and man, it killed half the lawn. Well, because of Protogrow, I put that stuff on the lawn. It brought the grass, surrounding grass, back with a vengeance. Guess what? The whole lawn's filled in. So, folks, that Protogrow stuff works. I just wanted to mention that. I mean, you hear advertising on this network, and you go, oh, okay, well, that's nice. You know, it's just another product. No, folks, we only give you products that work on this network, and I do try most of them out. By the way, Brad Ward mentioned Brave New Books, and I just want to encourage people, if you're down around in Central Texas here, you know, go to Brave New Books. Their website is bravenewbookstore.com. Bravenewbookstore.com, I do believe. Would you check that? Brave New Books. It's either bravenewbookstore.com or bravenewbooks.com. See which one comes up on that. At any rate, they've always got something going on down there. They got free screenings. It's located at 1904 Guadalupe in downtown Austin, and that's Brave New Books. And they've got free screenings. They have one here on the 27th. Well, that's today. That's tonight. RFID tracking, everything, everywhere. Resistance Cinema Fridays. They even show classics down there like JFK and whatever else. You know, all this stuff is free, folks. There are great people down there. They hold meetings down there. Michael Badnarik has got a school going on down there. Freedom School is down there. There's a lot of good things, a lot of like-minded, good Americans, okay, good patriotic people that aren't afraid to move out and about and meet and greet and press flesh and do all that stuff. So did you come up with that website? There is, okay. It's either bravenewbooks.com or bravenewbookstore.com. I don't know which one it is. We'll find out right now. And it's coming up. Nope, not Brave New World Book. Try bravenewbookstore.com. And we're coming up on break. All right. We'll find it out during the break. Okay, folks. Hang on, second hour coming at you. Much news and information coming your way on this Wednesday. And a reminder that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are going to be running repeats on the network because we're pulling up the old stakes and moving across town. The new address over there is RBN 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, in beautiful Round Rock, Texas. 78664. Take the break here. You've gone for about 2 minutes. We'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
It's true.